Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Goethe. The full name of Goethe is Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. In short, he is known as Goethe, G-O-E-T-H-E, Goethe. And his dates are from 1749 to 1832. Now Goethe was a German poet, a playwright, a novelist, a scientist also, a theatre director also, as well as a statesman. And he is considered one of the greatest or the greatest German literary figure of the modern era. Ye aap dhyan mein rakhna. And it is said that Goethe is the only German literary figure whose range and international standing equal those of Germany's supreme philosophers as well as composers. And also keep in mind that in the literary culture of the German speaking countries, Goethe has had such a dominant position that since the end of the 18th century, his writings have been described as classical. ठीक है, तो classical status है इनके writings का. ठीक है, so that is why Goethe is important. Now keep in mind that his works include plays as well as poetry, as well as aesthetic criticism, as well as treatises on botany, on anatomy, as well as color. ठीक है, and he is important for the simple reason that his works, his thoughts, his ideas have had a very very wide ranging influence on Western literary, political as well as political thought from the late 18th century till the present day. ठीक है, मतलब from around 1780s, 1790s till the present day. ठीक है, now the first novel that he wrote, which also became very successful, is called The Sorrows of Young Werther. The Sorrows of Young Werther, W-E-R-T-H-E-R, Werther. This was published in 1774. ठीक है, उसके बाद एक और वर्क है इनका which is pretty famous. This was the first major scientific work that he wrote. It's called Metamorphosis of Plants. ठीक है, later on he also published a very famous drama called Faust, F-A-U-S-T, Faust. And keep in mind that this is the same story which Christopher Marlowe has written about Dr. Faustus. ठीक है, so Dr. Faustus के ऊपर ही है ये. The one that Christopher Marlowe wrote was published in 1592 and the one that Goethe wrote was published in 1808 में first part आया था and in 1832 the second part came. ठीक है, and one of the differences in the version that Christopher Marlowe wrote and the version that Goethe writes over 200 years later is that in the version of Goethe, Faust becomes a dissatisfied intellectual who yearns for, within quotes, more than earthly meat and drink in his life. Okay, more than earthly meat and drink in his life. So, as it was the case with Dr. Faustus of Christopher Marlowe, even he, the one created by Goethe, wants to overreach his humanly limits. Okay, and that is the ultimate cause of tragedy. Now, after that, another work by Goethe which you should remember and which is also important from an exam point of view is Wilhelm's Meister's Apprenticeship. ठीक है, Wilhelm Meister's Apprenticeship. ठीक है, ये टाइटल है. ठीक है, so this is a kind of Bildungsroman. ठीक है, about this character Wilhelm. ठीक है, now what is the spelling of this Wilhelm? W-I-L-H-E-L-M, Wilhelm. After that Meister, M-E-I-S-T-E-R, Meister's Apprenticeship. ठीक है, now this was originally published in 4 volumes. ठीक है, now in this Bildungsroman it's just about the humanistic ideal of self-education that was very popular in the 18th century. ठीक है, the ideal of self-education and development of intellect. And remember that the famous German philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer also once said about this work, Wilhelm's Meister's Apprenticeship, that it is one of the 4 greatest novels ever written. ठीक है, so that is why this novel by Goethe is important. ठीक है, now after that another point you should remember is that it was Goethe who proposed the idea of world literature. ठीक है, world literature, and in German it is called Weltliteratur. ठीक है, Weltliteratur, ये German word है which broadly translates into world literature. ठीक है, and why is world literature important? See, in the 21st century in which we are living, we can imagine and understand the importance of world literature because there is a lot of intermingling of cultures. But in those days, it was Goethe who emphasized the importance of world literature. And you know, famously he said, you know, let me quote, "I am more and more convinced that poetry is the universal possession of mankind, revealing itself everywhere and at all times in hundreds and hundreds of men. I therefore like to look about me in foreign nations and advise everyone to do the same. National literature is now a rather unmeaning term. National literature is now a rather unmeaning term. The epoch of world literature is at hand and everyone must strive to hasten its approach. Unquote. So, with respect to the idea of world literature by Goethe, keep in mind that Goethe believed that literature should not be confined within national boundaries. After that, also remember that Goethe emphasized the common human experiences that connect people across different cultures. And also, Goethe recognized the importance of translation. The importance of translation in facilitating the circulation of literary works across different languages. And Goethe also believed that the reception and criticism of literary works was crucial for the development of world literature. So imagine in those times, this was the kind of visionary idea that Goethe had. Today it is very easy to think about world literature because of the increasing levels of globalization and intermingling that is taking place in the world. But in those days, it was not that easy. And yet he came up with this idea. So, from an exam point of view, just remember about the important works of Goethe. In particular, his first novel called The Sorrows of Young Werther. After that, his first major scientific work called Metamorphosis of Plants. Uske baad, Wilhelm Meister's Apprenticeship. This is a very important novel because the famous German philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer once said that this novel is one of the four greatest novels ever written. And of course, as I told you, the idea of world literature.